now tuned into the Pod Awful Channel. Pod Awful.
Bi-quarterly women's social club.
Dazed and Convicted.
Pool Party Radio.
Show Kane.
The Devil's Advocate.
The Projection Booth.
Awful Flips.
PodAwful.
Net.
I have control of your TV set. Are you receiving me?
Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Party Radio. This is the number one pink shirt podcast in all of Laundromat Town. I'm your host, Parker, joined as always by co-host Jason Cumulus Frisbee. Frisbee, how are you doing, Cumulus Frisbee?
I'm doing well. Thanks for accentuating the cumulusness of my name.
You're so cumulusy.
How do you do, Mr. Frisbee? Welcome, Mr. Frisbee.
It's great to see you guys again.
They're back.
They're creepy. Are they back in your apartment?
Mm-hmm. They only show up when they know you're going to be on the show.
It's so fucking freaky. But they didn't know who else was going to be on the show. And so a special guest, guest of the past and of the present and of the future and of the Hidden Warcraft episode, which we still need to put out, Chris Arneson.
Show number four.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Four. How's it going, dude? We haven't talked to you
great.
For a little bit.
Yeah, I was at Burning Man. The whole time.
You had Burning Man? That would make our podcast bros at IllCon, I don't know, maybe not interested, maybe not. They don't like Burning Man out in San Francisco. But you were there for...
I can't imagine why.
what happened there? What'd you do?
I was in San Francisco before I went. I don't know. I mean,
what'd you see there? Was it a bunch of burners? Was it a bunch of tech dudes trying to be cool?
We played a game called, this is a terrible game, but it's called Burner or Homeless. And it's actually really hard. It's not easy. So, because the homeless situation in San Francisco is unique to Chicago, in which they let them, like, put up tents and stuff. And,
yeah, I should say that you're out of Chicago right now, right?
Yeah, I'm out of Chicago, and the homeless, being homeless out here is brutal. It is so sad, like, to see, like, happen all the time. I don't know, I guess it wasn't, like, happier in San Francisco by any means, but that was a fun game we got to play while we were out there. But, yeah, it was interesting. It was actually, like, I didn't know anything about Burning Man going into it, but kind of everyone's enthusiasm, kind of, it was a unique experience, especially since it's mostly EDM music. I hate all electronic music. It's all terrible.
That doesn't sound terribly fun. That and the large Burning Man, that also sounds kind of funky.
Well, they burned down stuff all week, too.
I don't know, that seems all right. Like, I'd be down for burning down stuff.
Yeah, like every night you see a fire somewhere. You're just like walking around drunk. You're just like, oh, there's a fire over there. I'll go to the fire. And then you just like walk around and you see lights, lasers everywhere. And you try to dance and you're like, I'm not drinking Molly water. So this sucks. and then it's just, it's weird. I don't know. It was weird. It was a lot colder than I thought it would be. Nobody told me to bring lights over my body, so people were really yelling at you a lot. And I talked to people that have been going there for like 10 years, and they said that's kind of a newer thing, people being really aggressive about that. But it seems like it's actually turned into a giant, like, hex scum circle jerk where they just, like, go out there to see who can spend the most money.
Which boggles my mind, because it's like, it's in the middle of a desert. I don't know how many vendors are there or anything, but trying to spend a lot of money in a desert seems like pointless.
There's a town outside of it.
Oh, I see.
It's like literally owned by an old 92-year-old man named Bruno.
The town is owned by an old man?
Yeah, like there's like four buildings in there. There's like a hotel, a gas station, a bar connected to a restaurant, and I think he owns all of that. And then there's like a couple other things. That's it. Like, there's just a bunch of trailers at home. So that's the only civilization directly out of it. On the way to Reno from there, it's a town called Empire that is, from what the bus driver told me, 9 people live in that town. That's it.
It sounds like a very incestuous town. I don't think I want to visit there.
Mm-hmm. Their bar probably
sucks.
You gonna
marry my daughter?
It's probably the town from...
Does it have eyes?
Yeah, yeah. Like, the brain is there. And lizard, or whatever.
We didn't stop there.
That's good.
And yeah, I actually, like, stayed in there. We had, like... We didn't have to, like, pay to get in, you know? So... We were busy doing other things, so we got to experience part of it, and I only slept out in the desert a couple nights. First night was in a car in the front seat, and it was so much colder than I thought it would have been, and I, like, dug through a bunch of, like, discarded sleeping bags.
Would you recommend Burning Man to folks like us?
Don't know. How much do you like... Radical self-reliance, that's what they call it. That's not what I saw, but that's what they call it. It's like, during the day, everyone's kind of strung out from the night before, and there's like bathrooms everywhere. It's a weird grid system, too. It's like a giant circle. Only half of it is filled with camps. The other half is like art installations they burn down. And this desert is huge. Like, just going to the playa is insane. It's like an ancient lake that dried up. So it's like a really unique desert stuff. Like it's flat. The whole thing is flat. So like out there, it was like a more comfortable temperature than it was in Chicago while I was gone.
Oh, well, it's cool you dodged that then.
Yeah, I got to dodge all that. And I mean, I had a good time. People were generally really nice. They got a little less nice by the end of it.
Well, the Burning Man question... That's on the tip of our tongues, if you catch my drift with that. That was a joke. Did you see Will Smith on a Segway?
Wait, was he there doing that? Is that what happened? I did not see that. No.
Okay. I think they were singing Big Willie style or something while on Segways. All right. Well, you missed that part. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like I missed everything, man. He probably flew in there too, because there's like an airport there. Why?
Undoubtedly, and you know, somebody paid
people
him.
People spend like regular human beings that aren't Will Smith, like spend like $600 to fly in there. You know.
Weird.
Yeah, and the people parachute in there. It's weird. There were like 70,000. I don't know how they did that. When I was reading, they're only allowed to go up like 3%. The reason they probably jumped so high is probably just giving the government, or whoever owns that land, a lot of money. Like, every camp and stuff has to, like, there can't be any trash. You can't, like, dump water out in one particular place. If you, like, dump it out, you have to, like, whirl it around you so it's not, like, hitting the same area over and over again. And you can't, like, can't really pee out there, but everyone was kind of like, well, everyone gets one pee, you know, in the desert, because it's gonna happen probably. So, and I saw a lot of art buses. We actually got onto one of them, insane, and I saw like these things that you can't drive anywhere else in the world except this place, and they all cost over $10,000, probably a lot more. I saw like a giant LED Pac-Man ghost that actually changed colors to all the ghosts just kind of driving around.
That's
pretty
kind
of a weird sight when you're really drunk, you know? You just kind of see it. Just like, what? But it's like so dark out there, too, that like randomly.
Were there any fights? Any hippie fights?
Kind of. I saw a domestic dispute. And it was very weird. A lot of people seem to be breaking up with their significant others out there. Seems like kind of the worst place to do it. because there's like really no way to get back.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the stuff I'd seen on like Valleywag shit, is that this is basically where new tech from San Francisco goes to have a terrible time or have an affair or cheat on significant others and stuff. So
people have like burner wives, burner husbands. I saw a lot of like younger women like say goodbye to like older guys, you know, like people like embracing. It really felt like they only see each other once a year.
Sounds magical.
Yeah. Sounds fucking insane. And that's like assumption. I don't know. I didn't talk to these people. I talked to a couple people. I talked to a guy who just moved here from Egypt, and I just moved here from Egypt like this year, and he was part of the revolution, like it was out there. He was like a few years younger than me.
And then yeah, he celebrated the revolution by going to Burning Man?
No, he like left because he said the regime there sucks almost as much as the last one they had a revolution for, and now everyone's just kind of bummed out. They don't want to like revolt again because they spent all that energy and so many people died doing that. So he was just like, I'm going to move to America. And he moved to America, and somebody told him to go to Burning Man, and he did. He was like, it's really nice out here. Everyone's friendly. It's the complete opposite of watching my friends die. It's like, yep, sounds like it'd be the complete opposite. But I didn't see any like fights. There is like a burner jail, though. There's actually like a police force out there on the edge of the desert. They build like a little camp, and they like look for like a GHB, is that what it's called? Like date rape drugs and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want any of that stuff in the camp at all, understandably. But like if they find like heroin on you and stuff, they generally don't arrest you unless it's a significant amount. They just write you a ticket. They're just looking for things that like people would use to rape on you. And I think that's really cool. But also, like, they have a prison there that they'll, like, put you in. And then they have a thing called the Burnout Express, where, like, if somebody's causing a problem in Burning Man, they get them out of the camps, and then they send them on a bus back to Reno, I guess.
That sounds weird. Yeah, it sounds weird. It sounds very Mad Maxy.
It is exactly that. It definitely feels like that. Everyone's riding around on weird Mad Maxy bikes, Mad Maxy vehicles created. I don't even know where they created it. And I mean, we found like a bike on the last day. People just left. They just leave bikes. Like they get donated. They just get scrounged, donated. We were looking for some. We found one. I posted a video of it on my Instagram, but it's like it has two pedals that are in sync with each other. So, and it has two frames that are like kind of built into each other. So like the seat kind of moves up and down, when you ride, and the pedals move like they're like in sync. Like, so like it's not like an actual, like a regular, you know, bike. So we called it Dolphin Bike for whatever reason, kind of because it's like a dolphin, like coming up and down in the, like the top of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like you push down on the pedals and then the seat moves up. And then the seat moves down, so it pushes the momentum of the pedals all the way back around. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. That's probably the coolest thing I actually saw there. And I saw a lot of boobs and dicks and stuff. So,
hey, all right.
A lot of old guy dicks just kind of waving around with their, and it's crazy. It's like they talk to you, and it's like, hey, I guess I'm gonna talk to this old naked guy now. That sounds about right.
That doesn't sound gross at all. No. So
yeah. That sounds good. Old guy desert dicks are the best kind of dicks. Like, because
old guy desert dick.
Yeah, the desert is the best place to have your dick out because, like, you know, like all that sand blowing around in the air makes it like real callousy, and like it looks like a real like hard man penis. You know, like it looks like, you know, like you do a lot of work, like a lot of carpenter work.
He wasn't circumcised either. I looked. So.
that's
like,
good.
A dog dork.
Yeah, that'll protect his glands penis from all that sand and all that dry air.
I couldn't have gotten away with that shit. That was fucked.
Yeah, your glands penis would be pulverized by the end of Burning Man.
Yeah, it would look like a right up race side of a bad road.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Oh, God. Fun fact, I used to think that glands penis, even though I could see it as glands, I would always try to pronounce it as grand.
Grand. A grand old desert dick.
Well, it's a grand old dick, and yeah. Okay, anyway, well, fun fact.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. That explains so much about you.
I appreciate it.
Another fun fact is that you went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mr. Frisbee, didn't you?
I did. And I listened to the pool party in my absence with lovely Katie Rotz of Rotten Rantings. Get well soon. We see you, by the way. Get money.
Oh, yeah, get money, Katie Rotz. We see you. We see you, Leonard. Kissing contest listener. We see you. Get money, Leonard.
John Cena, we can't see you. Waving your hand or something. So, but yeah, you were expecting like
baby legs, John Cena.
Baby legs, John Cena. He's a cop. To have like a bad time for obvious reasons, because in the past on the show I've talked about apparently this mortal enemy or a rival or just general asshole that I've encountered a few times. It was really just kind of like a bully-ish persona. Like the time that I actually encountered him on it and called him on it, he ended up trying to help me find this melon soda that I've been trying to find since, you know, being in Japan, mm-hmm. which was strangely all right. But he wasn't there, so there wasn't really a bad time. Got to hang out with old co-hosts of the show, Phil. We've had him on like once, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing well. We ended up going to a tailgate party for these the OSU and Tulsa University game. They're kind of rivals. And Tulsa got the shit beat out of it. It's like 7-51. So you can imagine the sad faces of the locals there.
That's sad for those guys.
Yeah.
But I got milk in that joy, though, didn't you?
What?
You got to just enjoy all that, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, because we're not originally from there, so we feel entitled to enjoy the Schadenfreude. I had a lot to drink, which was fine, but then we went out to dinner at this place called Kilkenny's. It's an Irish pub thing, and it's not like O'Charlie's or something, where they're like, hey, it's an Irish pub, so here's a very American burger, or these French fries. They serve legit, like, Irish shit there, like corned beef and cabbage, which I had. And I think Parker would probably find pretty gross, because it's, like, pink-looking, doesn't look like it's cooked all the way meat. It's basically the meat you would use in a Reuben sandwich.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but there's no Thousand Island dressing, and because the sauerkraut is pickled cabbage, they had, like, fresh boiled cabbage next to it. I don't think any of that's up your alley, but I thought it was pretty good.
That sounds anyway, terrible. I don't think any of the people in our audience care for that stuff.
I mean, I just can't take any more Frisbee.
It's really okay. This might be the turning point with the audience, actually. But it was at that point, because we were drinking continuously. At that point, when our food came, I saw Phil's fish and chips. He got like some fried fish. I was like, ooh, that looks good. Can I just have a little bite? And I reached over the table and I started pulling a piece of his fried chip and looking him dead in his eye sockets while doing it. So here's the rub. There wasn't an asshole there. I became the asshole.
Oh, no.
So in the vacancy of like there being an asshole and me having a bad time, I thought I was having a great time, and it turns out I was being an asshole. And I didn't realize it until like the next day. There's a lot of that dinner that I don't even remember. And I was very apologetic about it the next day. I was pretty upset that I was so rude. He didn't think I was being that rude. It just thought, you know, like, yeah, we were drunk. It was not a big deal. But I was very upset.
Feeling better, Mr. Frisbee?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better. Thanks.
Good. Yeah, well, I mean, if the worst thing you did when you were like a drunk asshole is like take a bite of somebody's food, then you're doing pretty good, I think.
Right on.
I think you still do.
Earlier I was trying to explain a game. It's not a fun game to play. You know, that's me being an asshole.
What game was that?
Oh, Burner or Homeless.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Game for assholes.
I don't know if that's like totally asshole-ish.
Yeah.
It's not like, did you go up and say like, hey, so tell us the truth. Are you a burner or are you just homeless? We've got a bet running.
Yeah, that would
me
be...
Me and Clifford over here have a bet running.
Clifford.
Yeah.
I knew a guy named Clifford once.
No, that didn't happen, but we did like explore the city when we weren't in San Francisco while we were there. And we went to the Rogue brew pub, and there was like a bunch of assholes there in the middle of their trolley bar tour, and they were awful, just terrible. They came into like our area, because we went in the back, and it was just loud, white bullshit. Just a bunch of Texcom assholes back there using all their money. And we were like, fuck this. We went like to the nice quiet part of the bar. They followed us in there, like one by one somehow. And then like this girl, one of this dude's girlfriends just sat down at our table and was like, what's your name? Like just started talking to us. And the guy had to keep coming up to us and being like, I'm her boyfriend. And it was like, yeah, we know. We don't care. Like, and then they like broke a couple glasses, left. Bar guy gave him a standing ovation. They were just so excited that these people finally left. But that was like bar number two, and they're already like falling down, breaking shit drunk, and they were going to like five bars.
It sounds
weird. Awful. City, man. Yeah,
like
weird.
I went
city.
There a couple of years ago, back in what was it, 09 or something, and maybe I wasn't hitting the same spots or whatever, but I didn't get that feeling. I feel like a lot of people then have probably migrated to Oakland. The people that were cool back then were have since probably migrated to Oakland, and now it's just full of tech scum, as you put it.
Yeah, that's what me and my friends call them, because they suck. But, like, it was weird, because it felt like the city was really quiet on the weekend, and then, like, I didn't feel like I saw, like, anyone out, like, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday hit. It seemed like everyone was going to work all of a sudden. Like all of a sudden, people were in their cars driving around. Like I saw like all these buses taking people to Google offices and stuff. It seemed like a whole different city. Like it's weird that they wouldn't. I wouldn't. You know, like that things would only be so busy.
Yeah, that's how it was when I went there one time. I went there on a Saturday night and went to like a bar. And yeah, it didn't seem like any. It doesn't seem like a party town. It doesn't like it seems. I think that's probably everywhere in California. Things close like super early. People go to bed at like a reasonable time. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
When we went to that horathon last year, that street we were on in Santa Monica was mostly dead,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, granted, there were a lot of just shops there, but I don't remember there being that much traffic either. Like, there was that one point where I was exhausted and I tried to sleep out in the car. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, and I walked like a couple of blocks by myself to the car, and if this were a place like, I don't know, like Cincinnati or something, there'd probably be people out and about doing shit, like going to or leaving a concert, and I probably wouldn't feel all that safe doing it, because I knew people would be like walking around the car, just like being loud and drunk and shit, but... In this case, I didn't have a problem with it at all. I'm like, yeah, I better try to get some sleep here because, oh boy, I'm so tired and it's really quiet out here. And it was startlingly quiet. Like, there was nobody walking around. But, I mean, maybe that's just Santa Monica, but that seems kind of representative of the other places I've been.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be the way it goes. I mean, it's obviously the way it goes, like, here in my town because, like, everybody... In my town is like a farmer who has to get up early and tend to their crops and stuff. But, yeah, even in like the cool guy towns, like whenever I go to San Luis Obispo, like once the sun starts going down, like it's just like a ghost town. Like everybody's like locking up. It's like, you know, like one of the episodes of like, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Where like everybody acknowledges that they live in a vampire town. So you got to like lock up, you know, and get home. It's like the night.
Yeah, it's like Lost Boys or something.
Yeah. It's like the night of the purge. Like everybody's got to get home before dark.
Well, Luther, this town would be great if it wasn't for all the vampires.
Lock up your record stores at 6 p.m. Vampires, they live here.
You know
I should not have opened a bar in a vampire town.
That was a very bad economic mistake.
I'm a dummy. I'm a dumb dummy.
when Jordan and Brian from Olympic Artichoke Radio were visiting Little Rock, this is the weird turnaround, because like Little Rock is small for a capital city. It's super small. It's like, you know, just a little bit over the size of Dayton, which isn't a big city either. So the thinking is that like, oh, there's no shit going on, but only this year on our, there's legislation being passed or discussed rather about closing bars at least like 3 a.m. Because in the past, bars were allowed to stay open all night, or currently they're allowed to stay open all night, like till 5.
Nice.
The place that I took Brian from the Artichoke Radio to was this place called Midtown Billiards. And this was like around midnight, and this place was crowded and bumping. It was fucking weird. Like, there's a parking lot across the street from it, and there's a cop there all night, and there's a guy with like selling hot dogs all night too. And yeah, that place just doesn't close. It just keeps going. And there's a guy inside behind the bar, like you can smoke in there and shit. And the guy behind the bar is just like making burgers. It's fucking weird as hell. Like it's something that I didn't expect to see in Little Rock, because most of that city just seems like, you know, that closes early. And that's not the case. Like, they're just now just saying like, listen, we got to close things eventually. Like, we just can't have people drinking all night.
Wait. Just tell me, there's a bar there where the guy that serves you your drinks will also make you a hamburger.
Yeah, while you're smoking there, so you can like,
you can smoke.
So you can like, you get all this like smoky seasoning, like other people stuff that's been in other people's lungs will end up on your burger. Makes it taste a whole lot better. There's a place in Memphis like that too, and I thought that was the only place that was like that nearby, but it turns out there's one like, you know, down the road and shit.
At Elvis's house?
Nah, no. It'd be neat though, wouldn't it? If you go inside and be like, "Get me a beer."
All Elvis here. Impersonators.
Mm-hmm. That'd be rad.
That'd be pretty good.
Is there a bar that's all Elvis impersonators? That'd be awesome.
No, I mean, people don't really give a shit about Elvis there much anymore. Not from what I've seen.
Like, really over it?
Yeah.
He's played out.
It's like Graceland. I'm like, fuck that. That's Graceland. It's Chinatown, baby.
Mm-hmm. It's kitschy.
They should make a Graceland movie. Right?
I guess. Yeah, I think like that'd be all right.
Chinatown, right?
Chinatown. There's
Big Trouble in Graceland a lot of the time, you know.
There we go. Big Trouble in Little Graceland.
Yeah, that's the movie they need to make.
Yeah. Perfect. It writes itself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of writing itself, I got this beer, Mr. Frisbee and Mr. Arneson. I want to tell you about it.
Yeah?
It's a Mike's Harder Lemonade. It's harder.
I know how much you like hard.
I like hard stuff. I like when my dick's hard.
That's what I thought.
I got the Mike's Harder Lemonade here. I wanted to taste it. You know, I wanted to maybe start reviewing these more artisanal beers out there, like Mike's Harder Lemonade.
So you're trying to refine your palate.
Yeah, because, you know, I only like the Budweiser. You know, everybody always tells me, oh, you got to like the other beers that come from weird German villages nobody's ever heard of. Those are the ones that taste good.
Those people can shove it, man. You can like what you like.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
I like your attitude.
America.
You got that right.
Greatest country in the world.
You got that right. And in America, we like to drink American beers that are owned by Swedish companies or whatever. That's why I like
distribution.
Yeah, that's why I'm into Budweiser. But I got this mango lemonade, Mike's Harder Lemonade. I got it because it has two luchadors on the front of it. You see,
that's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be down for buying that. It's like El Santo and the Blue Cape or something.
Well, it's not those guys. One of these guys is named Mucho Mango.
That's not a real wrestler.
And the other is Lemon Libre. That's what they say. They say these are the real names of these guys.
Those names sound really racist.
Lemon Libre?
Lemon Libre. Yeah, Lucha Libre is like, I mean, it's about as legitimate as pro wrestling here, but it has like a storied past. People are still into it.
That's true.
The movie?
The movie. The Nacho Libre.
Probably didn't help things either.
That's what I was talking about.
Damn. Yeah, people
agree. But I still haven't seen that.
Can't get movies down tonight.
So I wanted to try this. I'm going to pop this open, Mr. Frisbee. This is a new segment. It's a compliment, complimentary segment to Sandwich Chat, which we're not doing this week, but we'll do some other time.
Now, which one is this, lemon or mango?
This is the mango lemonade.
You see mango that? Lemonade? Yeah, oh, and both wrestlers are on it. I see.
Yeah, they're fighting for control of your taste buds, the mango guy and the lemon libre.
Well, let's see who wins.
Let's see what's going on here.
I'm going to put a bet down on who's going to win.
I'm saying lemon. Lucha Lemon sounds like he's got it.
This is terrible.
The other guy.
Terrible?
Yeah, it definitely tastes more like mango.
Okay, mango wins.
Mango's the winner.
Yep. Yep, I did it. The guy's name that I remembered fully. Lucha. Mango Mark.
Mango Mark is the winner. But at what cost?
Exactly. Who's the real winner in this scenario? Well, I guess it's Mike's Hard Lemonade because, you know, we gave them free advertising and you bought their product.
Yeah. They got my $1.50.
That was only $1.50?
Yeah. Well, I think it was like $1.59, perhaps.
You know what you're paying for, man.
I got 16 fluid ounces here. One pint. That's what that equals.
Wow.
And it's 8% alcohol. So that's, you know, I guess that's good. Well,
that's a pretty, yeah. You just bought a ghetto blaster in a can.
Excellent. Well, it does, yeah. It does sort of taste like if Four Loko, like if you took the medicine out of it, it sort of tastes like that.
The medicine in Four Loko.
Yeah. That's like one of the main flavors in Four Loko is medicine.
Just general
flavor.
Yeah.
What are the other Four Loko flavors? There's four, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. All four of them medicine. Have. One of them's medicine. The other one's batteries.
And then the last two are Loko. So the names are just green.
Yeah.
It's really just two Loko plus batteries and medicine.
Oh, damn it.
We've been had. Well, are you going to finish it?
Maybe.
You should really just chug it.
I'd rather not. It definitely tastes like the kind of thing that, like, if you drank it all, you would get sick.
Yeah.
Like, just from, like, the flavors, not the alcohol.
If the mango is already beating up your taste buds, that sounds like a problem. Yeah, man. I'm interested to hear you try more of these and tell us who wins in as much as flavors beating up your tongue.
Yeah, I don't know.
This sounds horrendous.
I don't know if they all had little luchadors on them, but...
Well, what's the point? Like, yeah. I wouldn't deal with any of that shit.
Yeah, I don't... From now on, I don't drink anything that doesn't have luchadors on it.
Oh, I'll send you some stuff. There's some stuff out of, well, Chicago, actually. Finch's Brewery. They've got a luchador on one of their shits.
I'll drink that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll drink to that luchador.
Did you have... That's good. Have you had Finch's at all?
No, I have not. I don't... Oh, Chris. Chris would probably... Yeah.
I believe that Chicago refers to it as their worst brewery.
Really?
Yeah.
Even like the fascist pig one? Fascist pig's all right. Or bourgeois pig. Not fascist pig.
I can't even remember the last time I've had one. All
right, well...
bought one of the t-shirt ones.
Oh, yeah, they did like a promotion with T-Fury.
Threadless, yeah.
Threadless.
I was going to say T-Fury, but yeah. No, yeah, that's, we're talking about the same beer. Yeah. No, I can't remember what I was talking about, but I know some guys that work for other breweries. They do not have one. They don't have like a real. They haven't had a real great like. I don't know. I don't want to shit talk their team.
Well, like, I do. They sound like a piece of shit. And
they're awful. We have great breweries out here, man. We have really good breweries out here.
Well, Goose Island got bought out by like what? Budweiser, Budvar.
Yes,
something like that.
And then they moved all the brewing to New York, and then 312 tasted different because of the water they were using, so they actually started importing Chicago water to New York.
Yo, that's fucked up. That entire thing is fucking garbage.
Yeah, and then they brought it back. The thing about Goose Island is that they make really good, like, small batch beers. They make, like, they'll do stuff for companies out here. I've had, like, jalapeno, like, IP, like, double IPAs and stuff out here.
Parker, what do you think about that? Would you drink
They're
a
really good.
IPA?
Yeah, I would do that. I like jalapenos on anything. I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but here you can pay like a quarter and McDonald's will put jalapenos like on anything that you want them to do. And it's fucking great. So
yeah, that's fucking great, son. That's like the opposite of the guacamole thing that you were talking about last week.
Yeah. That's
like for as much as like you have your yin and your yang, you can get jalapenos on anything you want, but there's also the option to get guacamole on anything too.
Yeah. It balances out.
Yeah, it sounds like. What are the good, the small batches from Goose Island are good, Chris. What are some of the good breweries that you like up there?
Revolution, which is really close to my house.
Revolution?
Yeah, they're really good. They have an IP. They have a, actually, they have a lot of really good beers. They have an Oktoberfest out right now. That's, I've heard. A lot of people call one of the best Oktoberfests.
Do any of these bottles have luchador wrestlers on them?
I think one of them does. I will have to look, though.
I think Revolution would probably conjure up some good Lucha Libre.
Man, I was actually looking at one the other day. Half Acre is another one I really like, and they do a lot of, like, they basically can 6 of their beers, and then the rest of them, you, like, go to their brewery and get it. So they do Bomber Sport and stuff.
Yeah.
They have really good beers. They're right in the city. They do a Beer Hates Astronaut. They do a beer called Beer Hates Astronaut. The guy that does all the God Hates Astronaut comics does the art for it. I'm pretty sure he lives in Chicago, and that's why that kind of co-op happened. But, man, I don't know if they have a restaurant. My buddy, Tim, works at a really, really, really nice liquor store in the city. And he is also into wrestling, which I believe we talked about this in a previous podcast, but when he did WrestleMania, he bought just wrestling-themed beers. There's a brewery in Logan Square, that does an Apex Predator beer. Off-Color Brewing does that.
And that'd be a reference to Brock Lesnar?
No, it's a reference to Randy Orton, baby.
Well, shit, I just blew my cover. Goodbye, everyone.
My best friend, Brock Lesnar.
My best friend. Does he introduce him as his best friend now?
Yeah, that's what he says. My best friend.
That's going to turn sour.
Jason Frisbee.
I really wish Paul Heyman would talk to me like that. At all, period. But I would love to. I'd love for him to get record a voicemail of him saying "This is a message for my best friend, Jason Frizz," and the message cuts out because he's very he talks a lot. But anyway,
there's a brewery in Chicago. It's kind of new. I don't even know if they bottled it. I think they just started bottling this stuff. But it's called Arcade Brewery, and they do a William Wallace WrestleFest beer, and then they do a. They do a Mega Milk Oatmeal Stout. The Mega Man.
Oh. Yeah.
But they actually just hosted a thing in Chicago I went to right when I got back called Bit Bash, and they had all the beer there for it free. But it was
all right.
I like beer.
How's the the Mike's Harder Lemonade coming, Parker? Are you halfway through yet?
Not halfway. I've taken a lot more sips, and it's going straight to my head, Mr. Frisbee. I can't drink this.
Oh, dear.
It's giving me alcohol.
You're getting the vapors.
Yeah.
You said those sips are going straight to your hips.
That, too. They're going straight to the hips and to the head. They're giving me little sweats. I can't drink this. This is too much.
Oh, man, yeah. You can't do little sweats, dude. That's a fucking problem.
Yeah. So, I can't drink any more of that. So, what I can do, though, is introduce a few lightning round stories. If you would like.
Nice. I would love that.
Let's talk about this, Mr. Frisbee. Let's talk about a man from Redding, California.
Which I originally read as Reddit, California, which seems appropriate in this case because, well, go on.
Yeah, this guy's from Reddit, California.
Yep.
He upvoted there.
That's a joke for Shelby Cobras because mm-hmm. we talk about California being full of memes now.
Yeah. also, I think Redding, California is close to where he lives in Bigfoot County, California. let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Ryan Eddie Wattenpau, suspected of kidnapping, killing, cooking, and feeding his ex-girlfriend's dog to her. This story is sort of written in a non-linear fashion for some reason, so I don't know where all the facts are. But he broke up with his girlfriend, kidnapped her dog, and fed it to her.
Titus Andronicus style. Except not out of revenge, just because he's a I don't know, he feels friend-zoned or something. I don't know. Well, they broke up, so they had a relationship and whatever, but...
Yeah, he denies doing this.
Though he left severed dog paws on her doorstep.
Yeah.
He's claiming that he did not kill and cook the dog, just implied it. Which is still asshole-ish. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah. Like, it's almost better to have cooked it rather than just killed it and put the paws on her porch. Also, they found an AK-47, a Romanian AK-47, which makes the AK-47 much creepier, in my opinion, in his house when they did a search after all this. Let's see, he sent her a lot of text messages. This guy's a creep. Would you guys ever do this to get revenge on anybody, though? That's the big question here. Is this good revenge?
Ah, fuck no. I mean, killing a dog had nothing to do with the relationship at hand, or the dog had nothing to do with the relationship at hand.
Or did he? Maybe the girl started seeing the dog. We don't know. We don't have the facts here.
Yeah, we don't have all the facts. We don't have all the facts.
If that's the case, if the girl left this guy for the dog, is he justified?
Yeah, that's when you have to take revenge into your own paws. Or I guess in this case it would be his hands.
Yeah.
Because he cut off the paws.
A murder's still a murder, guys. Come on.
That's true.
Is the end of Old Yeller murder? Or, well, that's like, I don't know, that's more of like euthanasia, I guess.
Yeah.
I need to know what kind of dog it is.
It does not say, although...
It was a Pomeranian.
Oh.
Named Bear.
Ironic name. Yeah, that's terrible. But it's like, I don't know, which one is more terrible? Like, I mean, little dogs are cuter, and I have a little dog, so I sort of think it's terrible in that respect that he would kill one because they're so cute and little. But on the other hand, they're, like, much easier to cook, so it's, like, much less grisly. So I'm a little torn. What do you guys think?
That's a lot of hair, though.
That's true.
Well, I'm sure it's a long, silky-haired dog. Small dog at that. I don't know if either of you were aware. I wasn't aware. I kept thinking this was like a larger dog for some reason. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a tiny dog. I can't imagine how much meat is on those dog's bones. Like, God forbid anybody kill Cappy, even though I bet on it 1 year that he would die. to cook Cappy, eating Cappy, starring Mary Warnoff, I don't think would be like... It's not going to be a huge meal. He's a tiny Chihuahua dog. And I'm assuming, like, under all that long hair, Pomeranians don't have a lot of meat either. Like, frog legs are a delicacy. And that's hardly any meat.
Why do you serve it to her ass, man?
Like, that's what I'm confused. Like,
like a po' boy?
Right. Like, yeah, it's... And why did she accept it? Not to say that she's at fault for anything here, but I'm not taking food from exes, especially exes who have, like, Romanian AK-47s.
I haven't seen my dog in a while, but these tacos you made me are really good.
Right? There's got to be some kind of suspicion there. I don't know. I'm certain that he's kidnapped the dog, but he probably has it at a friend's house or something.
Yeah.
It's like, I know we had our bouts, and I know my dog is suspiciously missing, but yes, I'll eat this very thinly laced stew that you're giving me. Even though you never really cooked for me to begin with.
Yeah.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
We don't have all the facts.
We don't have all the facts.
We don't know.
We know there's a dog. It's missing. She had a meal that he made for her.
And he left paws on her doorstep. So many gaps in this story.
So many gaps. Maybe they were not paws.
Yeah. They could have been bunny paws. They could have been like lucky rabbit's feet.
Yeah, he just wanted her to be lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice the luck.
Yeah, twice as lucky.
Yeah, that's like an ancient way of telling somebody you wish them luck in their future relationships, is to leave rabbit paws on their porch.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be real here. Do you think she bared down on that meal?
Oh, because the name is Bear for the dog? I get you.
Ah.
I see you.
Got it.
I see what you're doing.
Like grin and bear this, guys.
Yep. I bet he laid down a lot of those puns to her on the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was barely trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the cops found his AK-47, he said, "Hey, I got the right to bear arms here."
Or that's what he left on the doorstep. He's like, "Don't forget your constitutional amendment, the right to bear arms." Mm-hmm. And with like a semicolon and a close parentheses, like wink.
We have another story. This is a very similar story. A lot of revenge going on this week.
Jesus. All right.
I blame our Twitter friend, Corey. This sounds like something that he would endorse.
Okay.
New Orleans man accused of hunting down and killing the felon who once kidnapped and tortured him.
Whoa.
What?
Is this...
Why
was
are
this
you
news...
laughing? No, I'm laughing.
Was this news story directed by Park Chan-wook?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this like part of the Vengeance trilogy?
It is.
All right, cool. Well, this is a badass story. This needs to be made into a movie now.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. This is Quentin Tarantino's next very focused picture.
Yeah.
Well, see, what I wanted to do with this movie was... I wanted to make a movie about revenge, you know, and not like revenge porn, but like, just like, you know, like a revenge film, you know, like a classic revenge film made in America, so I found an American story. That's what I did.
The guy who
sounds like, right?
Yeah. The guy who got the revenge, his name is Jean-Luc, which seems...
That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, that's a good name if you're getting revenge. Let's see. He was kidnapped by a guy named something and his friend Billy White Shoes Johnson, which is also a cool name.
Is that his Christian name?
That is his Christian name.
That's cool. You poured Morton Salt on my sneakers.
All right. When White Shoes and Williams kidnapped this guy originally, they bound his hands and feet, pulled down his pants, and proceeded to beat his naked buttocks with a slipper.
This is so horrible.
They then tried to push a stick into his rectum.
Oh my god.
Okay.
But he
that
was but he was able to fend them off. So that's what makes it funny. They couldn't actually put the stick in his rectum, so now it's funny again. And they recorded it on their cell phone. So he got revenge, which I think is justified.
How did he get revenge? I didn't know.
He shot the guy to death in his car.
Okay.
That's not nearly as whimsical and sexually terrifying as what they did to him.
Yeah.
It's just straight up like, I mean, I don't know. You kind of expect the same kind of retribution that, speaking of Quentin Tarantino, Ving Rhames describes, like in Pulp Fiction, where he's like, we're going to get medieval on his ass. He just straight up shot the guy. It's like, hey.
No. We don't know. We don't have all the facts.
We don't know. Maybe he stuck a stick up his butt. Who knows? We don't know.
Maybe he knocked on the window. Guy rolled down the window, and he goes, now who's got a stick up his ass? And then just shoots him to death right there.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are horrible, though. Like, slapping his ass with a slipper. I feel like I've seen that in a Devo video once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of those things that just seems so absurd.
When they were torturing him, they threatened to kill him repeatedly, and they shoved a gun in his mouth a bunch of times because they had just seen Spring Breakers. And then they burned him with a cigarette and pulled out his hair. Which, who pulls out your hair when they're torturing you? What kind of torture is this?
Okay, this sounds more like this really does sound like more like a Harmony Korine film. It sounds like one part Spring Breakers, two parts Gummo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's fucked up. I mean, those guys are terrible. And obviously killing somebody is not a great idea either. But that's, I don't know. What's this guy's sentence now for killing these dudes? Going vigilante like that?
He has to put a stick in that.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. For his sentence, they're just going to pull out his hair for a little bit, and then he's free to go. He's charged with second-degree murder.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this all right with you, Mr. Frisbee? Do you like, if you were the judge, what would you do here in this situation? You're about to make your verdict here.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, no, if he gets out, he's going to get revenge on you.
Yeah, that's also possible. Also, pretend that this guy over here in my room is the bailiff.
Go ahead, Frisbee. Make a speech. I've been waiting all day for this.
All right. hear ye, hear ye. Because this dude with righteous anger got revenge for slapping of buttocks by a slipper, the attempted stick up one's butt, gun in mouth for threats, and cigarette burns into hair pulling by discharging a rifle or a gun at his assailant, we're going to administer 5 years of maximum. Oh, no, it doesn't make any sense. It'll be longer than that. I don't know. Because when you said that he would get revenge on me, that sounds like a problem. But because it's a court system, which is a tool of society at large, I feel like this guy would be like, oh, well, society's, you know, keeping me caged up, so now I gotta get revenge on society. So I think he'd do like a bigger thing. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wouldn't just go after one person this time, because it's not like the judge was trying to, like, slap his ass with slippers or anything. It's, the judge is like, listen, it's your court of your peers that's, you know, reviewing your murder. So, you know, it's a social action. So he's going to get revenge on society. So he might start doing, like, elaborate artwork or something.
Could be. Now, tell me again, how many years did you say that he would get?
Oh.
How many years?
Like, I would probably, 15.
No, tell me what your original one was.
5 years, because I was thinking of David Bowie.
What a surprise.
Is 5 years?
No, I was going to say,
oh, from the
that was the lyrics. Yeah. I was going to say, what a surprise, my brain hurts a lot.
Laughed in my eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
What if he got a year for every time his bottom spanked?
That's not fair, because like he already went through that shit. And this would have to be like how many bullets he fired. Like if we're just going by like actions taken, it has to be like his actions against the person he murdered. What a surprise. That's very funny.
You're a fair judge for the
Stern tough but fair. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're very fair and very tough. That's why they call you Stonewall Frisbee.
Stonewall Frisbee.
Yep. I don't remember saying that, but okay.
You said it. That's what they called you.
What do they think of my position? Do they think it's something like that a worldly person would subscribe? Or did I do a good job?
Frisbee, you're the biggest liar I'd ever set by a stove.
Jesus Christ. There's no helping these people.
Mm-mm.
Like, they love me, but they hate me. I don't understand what this is.
Yeah, well, you know, they're very...
Don't know.
You know how it is.
No, I don't.
Confused. Yeah. Well, that's all the lightning rounds I have. I got two other ones, but they're kind of dumb.
Oh, fuck those lightning rounds. Dumb old lightning rounds. So I guess that's the end of the show.
Is it?
Man.
Is it?
Oh, man.
We are.
Do you have anything else?
I do not necessarily. We are at the time. It could be the end of the show.
It's almost the end of the show. Yeah, we can end it unless you had something else.
I got nothing. You got something to say, Chris?
Don't go to
Burning Man, he says.
That's reasonable. I'll take you up on that offer.
Sold! Highest bidder!
Hey, we were talking about Gone Home and also Silent Hill playable trailer being very similar but very different games. They kind of overlap, first-person viewing perspective. What games are you looking forward to, Chris Arneson?
Video games.
Yep. Just in general, you're looking forward to video games?
Every video game.
No, okay.
Actually, I went to that BitBash thing in Chicago, and I got to play a really cool game that actually came out called Crawl, where one player plays as the hero going to the dungeon, and three other players play as these like spirits that possess things dungeon or become like demons and stuff. They try to kill the player over and over again, and whoever kills the player becomes the player. The whole point of it is you try to like summon this like boss, kill it, get out. I got to play it there a little bit. It was really cool. There were a lot of really cool games. I wish I could have played more there. A lot of really unique games that, like, you can only really play environment like that because they're built to play there. But, I mean, it was really cool. It was really cool to see games made by smaller people, like development people and stuff. It was really cool to see people that, I guess AAA titles. I'm excited by the new Borderlands game. Comes out next month. Where are we? Oh, and Smash Brothers. Holy shit, I'm so excited about Smash Brothers. Smash all the brothers.
That's racist.
No.
No, I've heard it's very exciting. There's going to be the villager from Animal Crossing.
Dog and Duck Hunt are a playable character together.
You're fucking kidding me. That's the dog and duck?
Not kidding you.
All right, well, looks like I'm buying a Wii U.
Or you can get it on the old 3DS. Mr. Frisbee, you can get it on the old 3DS.
You're starting to sound like an audience member. I don't know how I feel about that.
I think that you should participate in the show.
Oh, dear. Anything else that you're looking forward to?
Probably. Okay. I think I'm buying an Xbox One next month.
An X-Bone.
I'm going to get the old X-Bone. The love bone. I'm an old bone digger.
Bone. Tell me what you're going to do.
Buy an X-Bone.
I would like to buy an Xbox One, but my Xbox 360 died like 3 months ago, and I just bought a new Xbox 360, so I feel like it would be a waste. But then, the new wrestling game, they announced that like you only get like half the game if you play it on Xbox 360, and there's like 8 game modes that are only on Xbox One, and that's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's how they get you. Ah! I saw a picture of digital gold dust, and I was like, I need to buy that.
Man, it looks just like real-ass gold dust. So, I don't know. I might shell out the money. I might get an Xbox One just to fucking play wrestling.
Let me know. I'll find you a deal. But also, how do you guys feel about Stardust? Because I love him, and I haven't watched it in a while, so I'm hoping he's still around.
It's a direct Bowie reference. How can I not love it? It's Ziggy Stardust. Well, in my mind, it's always Ziggy Stardust, but I think he looks great. And he looks like fucking Starman from that pro wrestling game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He looks fucking awesome.
I love him, too. They just turned heel, like, 2 weeks ago, which I'm pretty excited about because I like Goldust as a heel.
What do you mean?
They were fighting with the Usos, and they were like, oh, Usos was so mad at you. And then they broke one of the Usos' legs, and now they're just angry all the time, and I think it's great. I love Goldust when he's a heel. He's the best when he's a heel.
Yeah, he's excellent for his intro with Razor Ramon, like all the mind games. I wish they'd do shit like that again, but now they just have him like, oh, he's wacky.
Yeah.
It's like, that's all right. But yeah, if they're turning heel, that's great. It's still a good move.
Yeah.
I haven't been watching recently. I mean to
me check neither.
It out.
We should watch the old pay per view and then get on here and talk about it.
We got a lot of shit to watch over the next month. So it's gonna be a while.
Yeah. I think there's only the next pay per view is in October.
Could be. I don't know. Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll see.
One a month or one every other month. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that there's going to be a tag team title match with the Usos and Goldust, so I'm probably going to watch it. I haven't watched a lot recently, but I found out that all this stuff about Goldust. I just fast forwarded to get to Goldust, basically.
I think I'm going to get. I mean, if I get back into watching it again, I'm probably going to get the. And I say this every couple months, but I'm probably going to get the network. Because that's the only place you can watch like NXT stuff now.
Hell yeah.
And they just got that dude in from England. What's his name? Feral? Federal?
Salt Penis.
Anyway.
Salt Penis
Federal
McGee.
Feral?
Salt Penis McGee? No. He's a guy who dresses up like... He's very cinematic. Like he did a lot of these costumes when he'd come out to wrestle. And very elaborate. And that wasn't his only gimmick. Like, he's actually very good. He's a young dude and really into it. And they got some other folks, too. They got a guy from, like, what's the Ring of Honor? I think this guy who's kind of like not a Mick Foley type, but he's, like, a very unassuming wrestler build. Like, he's kind of burly, you know?
Oh, Kevin Steen. Kevin Steen, I think is his name.
I think so. Yeah, he's got he's got kind of like the neck beard thing going on, the short hair.
Yeah.
Did you get Willie Mack recently, too? That's what I heard.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
There's the only two that I'm familiar with. Oh, and Kanata from Japan.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to use him. They never use him.
No, they're pumping him up pretty hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I hope so. I like Bo a lot. I feel like he's not getting a lot of play anymore.
He's, yeah. I mean, from what I saw, like, he didn't have a lot of moveset. I think he's really good on the mic, but that might have been the bulk of it.
That's yeah. a cool move. I don't know. I mean, so, like, that's why, like, everyone likes Roman Reigns. He does the same thing over and over again. That's all he ever does.
Yeah, he can only
he's
punch.
He's terrible on the mic.
That's true. But, like, they're giving all these NXT dudes, like, these dorky gimmicks that don't go anywhere. It's like, all right, like, Bo wants you to Bo leave, but, like, how do you fit that into a feud? Like, what the hell do you do with that? And Adam Rose, who's, like, fucking awesome and funny, but is, like, where, like, he likes to party yeah. and he hangs out with Bunny. Like, what do you do? Like, how do you
fit
that?
I don't know where to put him.
Yeah, what do you...
They could do stuff with that. They could, like, put somebody in the Bunny suit and, then, like, I don't know. They could, like, they could do things, I think. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's, I don't know. I haven't watched it a month actually. I think the last match I watched was the, I don't even know if he's gone for a little bit now, but the, what's his name? The dude that smoked the bottle of time.
Oh, Rob Van Dam?
Rob Van Dam. I don't know why I forgot that. But, is he gone right now, Parker?
I think he's still there, or maybe he just took off a few weeks ago. I haven't watched
him. I think he took a break. I heard, and then the last match I saw him do was incredible. I mean, like, all his matches, there's just like some guys that come out there and they just work.
Yeah, he's good. I've been watching some of his old ECW stuff lately.
God, that's the stuff that I miss. I heard they cut out the music though because of all the copyright infringement.
Yeah, they play like different music. It's not the same music, but
that sucks.
It's just like MIDI music.
It's like different, like new metal, like whatever it would have sounded like. It's like kind of like a cheap knockoff of that.
Yeah, like so, unlicensed stuff.
Yeah, so it's not like a horrible distraction or anything. It's not like they changed it all to like, you know, a Randy Orton theme music or anything where you're like, what? It's just like different.
So like when Sandman comes out and the crowd is obviously singing Enter Light.
Yeah.
Are they singing like Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
Jingle all the way.
Batman smells.
Never land. Something like that. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some hangups there. And like when Rob Van Dam comes out, are they just singing like, ha, B, birthday, what do you say?
Yeah, basically. It's basically stuff like that. Just all public domain songs and stuff.
Great.
Well, shit, I got to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half the roster comes out to like the national anthem.
Raven Solnik comes out to Your Grand Old Flag.
Mm-hmm. A lot of like Scott Joplin songs.
Cool.
Oh my God.
Very cool.
But yeah. Well, all right. I think that about wraps it up. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, let's take off our clothes. It's getting too hot.
We're going to have to
take clothes off.
You've taken your clothes off before.
Oh, yeah. To like take showers and stuff. Pretty good.
Nice.
Frisbee, an incredible specimen. Done everything. Knows everything.
Yeah. Done a lot of cool shit.
like taking showers.
Well,
that was creepy. And you can, Chris, anything you want to promote? Like, any online social media stuff where we can find you?
Follow me at Twitter. On Twitter. At not Chris Armisen.
Not Chris Armisen.
Yeah. This is that time that you called and you said, hey, there's an Armisen on SNL, and it happened to be Fred Armisen.
So, oh, yeah. So
my Twitter handle is not Chris Armisen, ARMISEN.
Okay.
That's really it. I'm not doing much right now. Working.
Right on. Well, thanks for coming on and whatnot. And
oh, at any time.
And Chris has been on past episodes too. You can find him on poolpartyradio.com. That's our website with all our old episodes. You can even find our Saved by the Bell apps, and we'll be doing some more Saved by the Bell here soon. Wrapping up the high school series, Boo-Hoo, Boo-Hoo, and also the made-for-TV movie, which will be interesting to review, don't you think, Parker?
I think so. I think it was a great movie. There's a lot to talk about.
Yep.
My roommate just watched it like 3 days ago.
I watched some of it. I need to finish it. It is pretty wild. And you can also find us on iTunes. I'll subscribe there. Stitcher Radio. That's a big thing. iTunes might be going out anyway because there's no more iPod. They dismissed it this week.
Yeah.
Just kind of swept under the rug. No more iPod. So I don't know how podcasts will be listened to in the future. It's a terrifying time for us.
Yeah. Well, there's still phones and stuff. I don't know. Man, that iPod business makes me sad, though, because it's like, what am I going to do? Get an iPad with 16 gigs, put my music on there? I need all those 160 gigs.
Right? There's like an iTouch. It's like, I don't want to play fucking video games. I want just to listen to music or podcasts.
Yeah.
But they still have like the Shuffle and the Nano and like the other small bits. I think it, like, the design feature was just kind of weird considering they have all these touchscreen stuff. I'm like, well, we can either just go like full on manual press or we'll have like a touchscreen. But not this screen with a little dial on it. That's bullshit or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we're still on iTunes. And be sure to give us ratings and reviews there. Mention what fuck styles you want to hear us talk about. And that you hope Parker will perform. We are also on Facebook.com/poolpartyradio. Give us a like there. You can find out what's happening with us. We really just enjoy the likes. It's kind of a social media whoring on our own part. But we also put up pictures and whatnot and funny stuff. And you can friend us there too. And we're also on Twitter. It's @FinalParker and @CumulusFrisbee.
Cumulus Frisbee, they call me.
Apparently. And that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Yeah.
It's probably great. It. Poolpartyradio@gmail.com. Email us.
Yeah, I forgot that one.
Yeah.
Gmail us. We love those emails. We'd love to hear from you guys. Don't be fucking dweebs about it.
Yeah. We want to hear from you. We want to talk to you. We want to see you. We want to know if you're getting any money.
Right. If you don't write us, we can't see you and we can't recommend that you get money.
Yeah. Especially you, Leonard. We want to hear what you got to say. Yeah, I think that's everything. Mr. Frisbee, why don't you say the magic words?
This is Jason for Parker and guest host Chris saying thanks for having fun.